Thank you and good afternoon. Thursday afternoon, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force and the Sheriff's Office conducted a lengthy investigation into a drug trafficking operation, serving multiple search warrants in Eureka and one in Fortuna. In the 1800 block of Truesdale Street in Eureka, agents with the U.S. Marshals Service contacted Kane McIntyre, Shane Goodrich, Fred Herr, New Yang, and Timothy Stockhoff. Agents also located marijuana and methamphetamine at the scene. Search warrants were also served in the 500 block of G Street, the 2700 block of S Street, and the 1700 block of Willow Drive in Fortuna. In total, agents seized more than 274 pounds of marijuana, 758 growing marijuana plants, concentrated bud, heroin, meth, scales, and packaging materials, along with a large sum of cash and a cash counter. While at S Street, agents contacted Chang He and Shaouya Vang. All seven were booked into county jail on numerous drug charges. After being reported missing Thursday night, the Eureka Police Department reported that 79-year-old Doris Evie Gaskell was found this morning. Gaskell was reported missing around 8:30 Thursday night after leaving her home earlier that afternoon. Officers checked with Gaskell's neighbors and searched the surrounding areas, but Gaskell was not located. Gaskell, however, was located this morning and is safe in her home. Arcata's revised citywide ban on smoking has officially gone into effect today. The ban was approved at a March 18th City Council meeting, and the ban prohibits smoking within city limits unless you are actively passing through on the way to another destination. Smoking is already banned at the Arcata Plaza, including all outer sidewalks and city parks. To review the language of the ban, you can go to the city website. With two upcoming vacancies on the Arcata Planning Commission, the Arcata City Council is seeking volunteers to fill those two positions. The Planning Commission advises the City Council and staff on numerous things, such as land use, building design, and road maintenance. The Planning Commissioners attend two City Council meetings a month and have the final say for most planning and physical development permits in Arcata. If you are interested, you have until July 6th to apply, and an interview with the City Council is tentatively scheduled for July 15th. According to health officials at the County Department of Health and Human Services, Humboldt County has seen a dramatic increase in the amount of patients diagnosed with gonorrhea. Public health nurse Eric Gordon said that the county has seen an increase in both chlamydia and gonorrhea over the last 3 years, but a rapid increase in the last 3 months. Since the start of the 2015 year, there have been 82 cases reported to public health, which is double the rate of last year and tenfold since 2010. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's no secret that one of the benefits of being in Humboldt County is having the opportunity to enjoy the natural beauty of the rural area. Redwood trees in the forest, mountain views, and the coast are certainly a sight to see. The county has seen a steady increase in more tourists coming into our region, and Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers, expects a jump in the percentage of tourism.
You know, this tourism industry of ours is on fire. We are expecting there to be a 10% growth this year alone, on top of 10% plus last year. And all of that is without the new marketing and the new campaign from the Humboldt Lodging Alliance.
Smithers went on to say that the redwood trees are a symbol of what tourists are looking for when they visit the area.
Redwoods, I think, has become the poster child or the moniker that you can hang your hat on, because it represents the experience that people are looking for. They don't necessarily have to be in the trees to want a true, authentic, rural getaway that's safe, relaxing, it's interesting.
It's a wonder why increased tourism is starting to happen now, and Smithers attributes that to the economy improving and people being able to finally realize their delayed travel plans. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.